And this is Pondering Putan with Atsushi Otaro and Hachi Mitsuboi. I'm Connor, and I'm here with my co-host Neve.
Hi, I'm Neve.
This is a lighthearted and uproarious comedy podcast that's dedicated to Eiji Nonaka's manga series, Chromedy High School. And today, we are continuing our read-through of Volume 5 with Chapter 101, Miss You, and Chapter 102, Zoo Station. So...
the energy on this intro has just been a lot for me. I'm gonna explain why, and then we can go back to doing this energy bit if we want to.
Okay.
So I think one,
it might be hard to go back now.
One, you're aware of this thing I'm about to say, which is I was listening to some of the music that I had picked for the Nana season. I'm not gonna spoil it for people, but for a while I've known what, like, for Volume 21. What the opening and ending theme, like, songs we were going to use were. And one of them is just, like, it sort of has this, like, intense, growling out emotion vocals to it. And that was what I was listening to, like, right before we hit record, basically. The other thing that you don't know, because this happened right before you joined the call, and this also happened off mic once with Ghost Divers. So I regularly have to drink, like, electrolyte powder things, right? This has come up before. Because I'm on multiple diuretics. I just have to pee all the time. And if I'm not, like, replenishing the electrolytes, then I get, like, cramps and stuff. I think that's, like, the main cause of them. Because it seems like if I'm, like, drinking electrolytes, I get the cramps in my feet and hands less often. But anyway, one time, so I like these tablets because they, like, will fizz up. Right. And so I can just drop it in some, like, regular water and it will, like, fizz and dissolve and I don't have to shake it all up.
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah. And one time right before we recorded a Ghost Divers and, like, before you joined, maybe you were on the call. I don't remember. I know it didn't get recorded, though. I pushed one of those down into a Liquid Death sparkling water, which is just the sparkling water that the flavor I like. We've also gone over this before. I think the branding is kind of cringe. But, you know, I just enjoy, like, I mean, it's just like a plain sparkling water, but it just, like, has a nice sort of almost salty flavor to it. Like, just enough to be really pleasant when you're drinking a sparkling water.
Okay, I have to interject. I mean, you're on. I don't want to derail you too much, so I'll make it quick. I now have had Liquid Death. I've tried it, the sparkling water. On the trip back from Canada, I was like, I just need sparkling water, so I bought one, and I shared it with Sarah, and she just, like, instantly summarized what it is, and she's like, oh. This has the small bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not a favor of the small bubbles, and I think I now have greater issue with their branding, although it was already bad. I have greater issue with their branding that they're trying so... They're, like, purporting to be so edgy when they have such small bubbles.
Yeah.
That just doesn't work for me. It's like, it's too smooth.
This is the premise of a TikTok that I saw.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay.
Where he wants Liquid Death to have the big bubbles that will, like, hurt you. Like, will be painful.
Is that actually, that's a thing?
What, like the big bubbles?
The TikTok.
Yes. This is
okay,
a TikTok.
We're cutting this. All right. Go back to your tangent.
We can't cut anything, Connor. We can't.
Just go back. I should have never said anything.
So anyway, I once pushed one of those little fizzy things down into, like, the Liquid Death can, right? And immediately realized my mistake. Like, it's something with bubbles, and I'm putting something that's going to fizz up, and it just immediately started, like, fizzing up, right? Just, like, overflowing, and I had to, like, put the can up to my mouth to, like, catch the, like, you know... exploding bubbles up.
The frothy explosion. Yes.
So that happened, and I was like, oh, just I won't do that again. Recently, Liquid Death started selling these, like, they're like little pouches of the like electrolyte powder that you would have to shake up. And I've like tried them a little bit. Like Emily got them just because she was like, oh, what's this? Well, let's try this because you like you have to do the electrolyte stuff anyways. Maybe it's good. So she got it, and I'm actually just going to send you the Liquid Death website. Now in here, I can see that they're doing it the, oh wait, I got to send this in Putan chat. Sorry. I sent it in the wrong chat. This is not about none.
Yeah, you put it in chat. You didn't put it in Putan. Okay.
Let me quick delete this out of, we don't want people to get confused. No. The few people who are in the server where we record, Ghost Towers and Putan. Anyway, you'll see in the little like cards up above, you know, that like slide by, it shows pouring in a can, and I can see that it's the white can, which is still right. But on the package for this Liquid Death powder, they just show it pouring into a can. They just show that they're pouring it into a can. So I was like, I guess that's a thing I can do with this. And maybe like, I'll see like how much do I need to mix it up because there's already bubbles. Right. And they're showing you pouring it into a can. And I don't get the still water. If I want still water, I just do filtered water at home. I'm getting a can of something because I want the bubbles, right? So I poured it in, and you know what fucking happened?
What happened?
It fizzed up.
Yeah, they got you again.
It fucking fizzed up, and I had to put the can in my mouth to catch the like frothy eruption happening. So that happened, yeah. And then I was listening to the song. I was about to sing the punk song.
Okay. That was a lot.
And so I just had an energy in me that I'm currently expressing right now. And then you did this, like, really slow NPR. Like, really NPR before they cut out the silences.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone on NPR, they take, like, several seconds between each word. And then someone has to just edit. Has to cut out silence in the editing.
Yeah.
In post.
Listen, I know a few people who record podcasts like that, and it's wild to me. I mean, not like every single word, but they have a lot of dead air, and it's wild to me. Anyway.
It's strangely a more intense experience. It's less stimulation, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like getting small bubbles. There's so much, like, they're so smooth that you don't even.
Yeah.
Until you make this mistake for the second time and dump the. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. You were continuing.
That was my old
story.
You
were continuing your anecdote.
It showed pouring into a can, and I tried it, and it again, I had the eruption of fizz. So.
The eruption of what'd you call it?
Fizz.
Okay. That's a new, never heard called that before.
Do you think if I put the powder into squirt, would it fizz?
I definitely think it would erupt.
Yeah.
I don't know if fizz is what would come out. I think it might be in some other, there might be some more apt term for it. That we would discover, just by like observing the physics of the reaction, you know.
Yeah. But anyway,
we have to do this now on Putan.
Yeah, but
probably next week.
I currently don't have squirt. I don't know if I've brought this up before.
You're not the only one who can squirt here. We're both sponsored.
That's equally. True. Yeah, you could do this. I haven't actually brought this up before because it is our sponsor. So we might actually have to cut that. I know that I said that the nature of Putan is like everybody's aware of the 30-minute timer, and so we can't cut anything. But we might have to cut this for the sponsor. So just like Connor, if you can make a little mark in your recording, and then we'll cut this.
Yeah, I know how to do that.
I'll send an email to Squirt right now.
Damage control.
Just to make sure that what I'm about to say is going to be okay. They're not going to get back to me right away, but like I'll let you know.
Really, yeah, very, very delicate wording.
Yeah,
I can tell.
I will. I'll let you know what they say. But
okay.
I'm on like medications that you're not supposed to have with grapefruit, and I realized that one of the main flavor components in Squirt is grapefruit, and I don't.
Oh my god!
I don't
Jen
know.
Is going to be so pissed at us.
I don't know if it will interact with my medication.
Don't even. You're not supposed to. If you do admit the adverse side effects, you're supposed to do it like very, very fast, like much faster than that, so people can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Do I need
you
to
do it like really quickly at the end?
Do I need to do another take, or maybe at the end of the podcast?
Yeah, like okay. You know, drinking squirt with grapefruit may cause gangrenous pustules.
Yeah,
like something like that.
Yeah, I'll just do it when
we'll
I'm talking fast
that out
at the
move
end.
It to the right. Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
We also, I don't know if this is the time to reveal that. We definitely have not entered into any sort of agreement with Liquid Death. It's,
yeah.
That's not why we're talking. We genuinely just like the product. We would never promote.
Well, I like their product. You don't like their product.
Well, yeah, but that's like part of, hypothetically, if we were to have a sponsorship deal, Liquid Death is the kind of brand that would, like, because of their branding.
Yeah.
They would just have like one of us kind of hype it up and the other one would be like, negging it.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's, yeah, that's not what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to click. I'm closing this website because it's just kind of lame.
Yeah.
I'm tired of looking at it. And I just, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm glad that the intro energy could do something for you.
Yeah. I mean, it did something, which was that it, like, destroyed my brain for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that to you more often, to be honest. I'm trying. I'm trying a lot. So, where we left off was that there were two gorillas.
Yeah.
Right. And now we're like dealing with the fact that there's two gorillas.
Yeah. Who met on a train on the same day with the same name going to Tokyo.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What happened after that? I forgot. I just feel like it's been so long. We've been reading it. I haven't really been paying attention. What happened after that?
So then,
how did they get out of the? Where did they come from, to get on the train?
Well, so one of them was going to school. Remember,
Gorilla School.
Yeah, at Chrome Art E-School.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, or just art school for short.
Right. Yeah, art school.
Yeah. And then the other one was living in the woods, and I think. Trying to make it big as a baseball player.
Okay. How is that going?
So we didn't like the part we see a little bit of like how that stuff kind of breaks bad, but like for a lot of the beginning, we see a lot more of art school gorilla, right? Than we do of baseball team in the woods gorilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's just like
there's some interactions between them, but we don't get interiority for baseball gorilla until later.
Yeah, and then everyone, I do remember because they're both named gorilla, and then it's for short. Everyone just says baseball team in the woods gorilla for the one,
mm-hmm.
And that's like the kind of that's like the pet name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I got it now. So we're back. Okay.
Yeah.
So now they're both at Cromarty School.
Well, now they're trying to make it big in Tokyo.
Okay, but isn't that where Cromarty is in Tokyo?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I'm looking at chapter 101, Miss You.
Yeah, but
are you ahead of me?
But like, it's kind of unclear if the gorilla that was going to art school is actually in art school anymore. Did you get to the subplot where the gorilla who's in art school starts dating the Edge from U2?
Holy shit, I think I'm behind you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't.
Because the Edge from U2, like, U2 is a rival baseball team.
Okay.
baseball gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you remember Freddy.
Yeah, well, of course I remember. Yeah. I remember Freddy.
Yeah, and so, like, Freddy is actually, it's from the same woods as Bono and the Edge from, so, Baseball Gorilla used to date Bono.
Okay, All right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, did you do the reading?
I thought I did, but, I must have just, it must have just gotten a very severe concussion. Yeah. Because I'm trying to find it now, but it's just,
yeah.
I'm struggling. I don't know where we are.
So the part where we're in now is there's like this thing where Freddy like loves the baseball gorilla, right? But also like doesn't want to try and move in on Bono's turf, right?
Right now I'm just like holding up. I'm just like gesticulating of trying to follow what you're saying. I'm just like holding up different numbers on my hands.
Okay. What
it's helping
this,
me a
this
lot.
This might help. So okay. The number on the jersey for Baseball Gorilla is 7. So we can call Baseball Gorilla 7, and then I guess like the art school gorilla we can maybe call 8, if that helps.
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah,
that's easy. I can hold those numbers up and look at them.
Okay. Yeah. So does that help a little bit?
It does. Yeah. The concussion is making it very hard right now, but when I use my hands,
do you need to lay down and sleep?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay with this massive screen in front of my face, lights on, and a lot of stimulation. I'm okay.
Yeah.
As long as there's no loud noises coming anytime soon.
Yeah.
I should be okay.
But yeah, so Freddie also used to date Larry Mullen Jr., who's the one that the Edge started U2. To make music for Larry Mullen Jr.
Larry Mullen Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. You're losing me here. But continue.
Yeah, I mean, there's also the other member of U2 is Adam Clayton, but nobody fucking cares about him, right?
Yeah, I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah, there's a bonus chapter that is called just Adam, but like. Even that is like more about other characters, you know.
That I feel like that bonus chapter would end with the author trying really hard to make that guy interesting.
Yeah.
And not succeeding.
But anyway, the part where we're at right now. Yeah. Bono has died.
Oh fuck. Really?
Yeah.
How did he die? Like today?
Yeah. It was a Korean barbecue accident.
What did he die today?
in a Korean barbecue accident.
Wow. Yeah. Bono dead at 33. Holy shit.
Now what if in between when we record this and when we release this, like a half hour later, Bono actually dies?
But he already, yeah. Well, that would suck for him. I'm just going to type over and over again, Bono died, Bono dead, into Google. To just
Bono died today.
And cant his death.
Bono choked on Korean barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, he choked. Okay. I thought he just burned himself on the grill really badly.
Well, that was part of it.
Okay. He choked and then just went face down on the grill.
No, it was actually the other way around. He sort of burned himself landed, on the grill.
The grill and, like, came the up shock, and hit his face.
Well, like in the shock of like burning his hand, right? He like inhales the food that was in his mouth.
The galbi beef.
Yeah.
Should he use the lettuce wrap?
Yeah.
Just rookie mistake. The lettuce wrap just like it just lubricates the whole thing. Like even if you just swallow like inhale it, it just and just goes right down.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Remember when Kiss was in this comic?
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, we already killed Ryan O'Neill, so
yeah.
That one I would feel a lot worse. I feel bad about that one genuinely.
Yeah,
but he gave us no choice. Yeah. So Bono died. Bono dead at 33. Okay, yeah. That's where we're at in the plot.
Yeah.
Got it. Tragic. Before they could produce their best work.
Mm-hmm. Octane Baby.
I meant the World Series.
That too.
Yeah. Actually, I think that was probably after they... That would have been after Octane Baby.
Did you say 33?
Yeah, 33.
No, he was 8.
Oh, he died at age 8?
Yeah. It happens really early in the comic. And then a lot of the rest of the comic is baseball and people like having to deal with the loss.
Yeah, like, oh, Jesus. I'm so sad. My boyfriend died before he turned 9. He died retroactively. Wow, he must have been really sad for that to happen.
Yeah.
He was so depressed. He died 24 years ago. Like, already.
did you realize that at some point I moved from us talking about one comic to another comic, right? And I think you caught that move.
Okay,
but did you catch when I moved to talking about a different comic?
I don't know. I don't know if I... Hold on. Hold on, I need to break the fingers back out. So first we had one.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. And now you're saying there was a third comic?
There was a third comic that I brought in to this tangled web of lies.
Was that the which one was that?
What? Tell me, what part do you think it happened at?
Well, I didn't realize that was such a difficult question.
I'm just like, what part?
It probably happened around the time of like when
come on, Connor, remember the conversation we just had. It was totally logical.
Yeah. It probably happened around the time of like when they were going to England to see.
I didn't say anything about England.
But what was implied?
Okay.
When you talked about, like, they started Larry Mullen Jr.
No, that one was that was still moment. Comic number two.
Okay. All right. Well, now you have to tell me. I've guessed.
Okay. So you might think that when I started talking about Korean barbecue, right? But that was okay. But that was me actually going forward in comic number one. We'll get to Korean barbecue. Specifically when I talked about dying at 8 years old. And then they keep playing baseball and I have to deal with that.
Oh, this is a comic I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this... I don't know. I don't read any... I haven't read any sports comics. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I was just wondering if at what point you could tell that I moved on to something else.
Is this somehow, like... For some reason in my mind, my brain is just saying cross game.
Yes, this is a cross game.
Okay, yeah, cool. Got it.
At first I was going to give you any points because you thought that it was when I was talking about Mullen, but no. You get the points back because you got cross game.
I'm going to write a manga that's just titled Larry Mullen Jr.
Yeah. I mean, somebody wrote a manga called Beck, so, like, you can do whatever you want.
Really? That sounds like it really sucks.
I've been wanting to reread Beck, but...
Is it named after, like, Beck the guy?
It's not, like, about Beck, right?
Okay. I'm just dissing Beck. I don't really... This comic could very well be excellent.
Yeah. It's like about a group of teenagers who want to start a band, like a rock band.
That's cool. My comic, Larry Mullen Jr., is going to be about two women. It's going to be very on trend for, like, 2024.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the friendship between two women. And, like, they have, like, the difficulties of, like, their friendship. Like, you know, the good parts, too.
Yeah.
But mostly just, like, a real, like... raw, like, female friendship. You know?
It sounds like Yuri baiting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay.
That's my whole goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a bestseller. So, yeah. So we had the gorillas... And I just like the part where, first where there was two gorillas, that was a good part.
But
and then,
if I may interject, I especially liked when there was three.
Yeah, when there was three gorillas, that was even better.
Yeah,
that was like that was a lot better. Because the two gorillas were good.
Yeah.
But then when we could add one more, when they added the other one, it was like, oh shit. I didn't know they could do that. And then you just get them all right at the end. There's like all three.
Yeah.
And then the third one looks really like a lot different, which was also funny because
the
first two look like really similar. Yeah. And they're just talking the whole time about how they're how similar they look. And then it's like, oh, but there's a third gorilla. But then that one looks really different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they realize, like, by that time they've realized that the two gorillas are, like, different. They've, like, firmly distinguished them. And then it's like, okay, yeah, this is not a problem anymore. But then you get the curveball of the third gorilla, but then the third gorilla just, like, there's not going to be any issue. Because it clearly looks different.
The third gorilla does throw a mean curveball.
It does, yeah. Yeah, it really does. The gorilla face is a definition of... it's like just... it's literally throwing a curveball. Because it's the pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pitcher throws a curveball.
Yeah. And it kills the 8-year-old.
Bono, why? No, Bono! Why did you try to save that other 8-year-old? Thank you for joining us today. Next time we'll be reading chapters 103. And is it just 103? I actually didn't write this down. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
We will be reading chapter 103 from volume 5. You can find the full schedule at explore.io/bootdownschedule. If you have questions for us, then lingostaverspod@gmail.com. If you want early access episodes of this podcast, and then become a $1 patron of the network at explore.io and listen a week for the public feeds, or $5, you get exclusive bonus episodes of a variety of podcasts on the network, but especially Coffee and Comic Books, a podcast where they actually talk about comics most of the time. The first episode of us talking about Cages is finally out. If you like this podcast, please tell a friend. They can find the free feed at explore.io/Bhutan or by searching Bonnering Bhutan on podcast of choice. If you like listening to us talk, we do a lot more of that over at Ghost Divers. You can find explore.io/Ghost Divers. Do not drink squirt if your medication interacts with grapefruit, or by searching Ghost Divers in your podcast of choice.
Don't drink squirt that way.
You can find the show at Bonnering Bhutan on Twitter, just at Bhutan Ghost. You can find me at FoxMomnia on Twitter, Ghost, in Blue Sky, where you can check my pinned Twitter, but all my pins keep because those don't exist yet, for links to all of my podcasts. Where can people find you, Connor?
You can find me at Rabelais, SQUIRTINJURY.com.
Our opening theme is Inga Nante by Yoshio Takaro, and taking us out today is Zoo Station by U2. Class dismissed.